For many years, people in Aroostook County, southern Aroostook County, have enjoyed the music of a trio and a duo. They were the Cogswell sisters. With us here now, one of the surviving members of the Cogswell sisters, Levina Byron. Levina Cogswell Bryan. Levina, where were you born and brought up?
I was born in Fort Fairfield.
And you moved to Hodgson?
We moved to Hodgson when I was 10 years old.
Did your dad a farmer?
Oh, yes. He was a good farmer.
Were you like all of the youngsters, you picked potatoes?
Yes, and he raised cows and pigs and whatever.
What was your job?
Heavy looking on.
Levina, you then went to Hodgson High School?
I went to Hodgson High School. I'm proud of that fact. Graduated in 1946.
You played a little basketball with your sisters?
Yes, I wasn't as good a player as my sisters.
When did you and your sister, Geraldine, start to sing as a duo?
Oh, probably when we were little.
Any particular reason? I see you have a piano here. You play it yourself?
Oh, yes.
Perhaps we can hear you play a Christmas carol for before we leave.
Maybe.
Well, Levina, I know you entertain many places, but mostly in the churches.
You're right.
What kind of music besides hymns did you enjoy? Did you enjoy any popular music?
Oh, a few little ditties.
For instance?
Three little sisters, each one only in their teens. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor, and one loved a lad from the Marines. We sang that a few times.
Were there three sisters in the group or just you and Geraldine?
Three sisters. Norm is the middle one. And before Jerry died, we were 87, 88, and 89.
Did you entertain outside of the churches at any places?
Funerals and weddings.
And probably quite a few of those, didn't you?
Yeah, right.
Well, what would you sing at the weddings, for instance?
Because You Come to Me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful. And, of course, your sister Geraldine Dunn, who was married to a good friend of mine, David Dunn, passed away recently, and you certainly must miss them.
We do, yeah. She could sing, and she could do anything.
But you also are surrounded by some grandchildren.
Oh, yes.
One of them's here.
Oh, his name is James.
James Bates.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to him briefly. James, you graduated from Holton High when?
In 2009.
Did you participate in any sports?
I did. I played basketball and soccer all 4 years.
And since then, where have you matriculated?
I'm currently going to school at KVCC in Fairfield, Maine.
Are you participating in any sports down there?
Nope, they don't really have a sports program down that way, but I play in a local Holton basketball men's league in town, which is nice.
Uh-huh. What do you plan for the future?
I'm planning on being a physical therapy assistant. My goal is to work at a big colleges and hopefully work with athletes.
Any other students from Holton down there?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Who did you graduate with, some of the guys that you don't remember?
Some of the guys that are still around here would be Porter Jarvis, Lowell Matthews. That's pretty much it from around here, but also some familiar names might be Pat Longstaff, Dylan Fuelling, some, you know.
You ever try to play golf with Porter Jarvis?
I've tried to play a couple times. He's pretty good, and, yeah, that's not my sport.
You want to live in Holton, or where do you plan to live afterwards, or do you know yet?
I do like the county. I wouldn't mind starting off living here, maybe raising a family. But nothing's really holding me from leaving either, I guess.
Did you ever happen to hear your grandmother and her sister sing?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Right before you showed up, my grandmother was probably singing.
Well, look, why don't we have her play a Christmas carol for us? We're getting into there's a piano in the apartment here now. And Levina, do you sing at all?
I do, but... But I don't like to do it in public.
I see. Well, we'll go over to the piano here now in the lovely apartment that Levina Byron, or Levina Cogswell Byron, has here at Ricker Plaza. Could you play a little Christmas carol for us? That's quite a unit. She has to turn it on electrically. And we will be hearing a Christmas carol. Could you sing a carol? Could you sing a chorus of that, Levina?
I have to go down a bit. Okay. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Well, that's one of the voices that many people have heard over the years here in Southern Aroostook County, the Cogswell sisters. And it certainly, Levina, I know right now you probably don't entertain very much, but over the years, do you remember any particular Christmas time that you enjoyed the most?
Every year was fun.
And you sing now at the, in the choir of one of the churches?
Not anymore, I don't, as you can tell.
But you used to sing in the choir in the Hodgson Baptist Church, did you?
Yes.
I think you sang with my mother and father.
Probably, yep.
Well, look, Levina and James, appreciate it very much interrupting your noontime lunch here to talk about it, but certainly I'm sure that most people in the area that are as old as we are, Levina, and that's getting along in years, and many of the younger people have certainly liked to thank you for the entertainment the Cogswell sisters have had and given to the people here in the area. And James, thanks for talking to us about it, and certainly you must have a lot of friends here in the area that probably would like to say hello to you during the holiday season. Anybody in particular?
I just would like to say happy holidays to my friend Drew Fair, who's lives out west. He doesn't live anywhere near here, but just like to say, in Tennessee, exactly, yeah, Tennessee.
And you also probably enjoyed so many Christmases here in Aroostook County.
Oh yeah, I love the winter here. It's a beautiful place.
Thank you very much, folks, and happy and merry Christmas to both of you.